When I heard the 18-foot bronze statue of Edward Colston had been toppled in Bristol by Black Lives Matter demonstrators, I have to admit I went, "Edward who?" He left his fortune to charity, and streets and towers and concert halls in Bristol bear his name. Later I found out Colston was a senior official of the Royal African Company, which in the late 1600s trafficked some 80,000 Africans into slavery. Since then, statue politics is all the rage. Confederate statues in the US are under the spotlight. Winston Churchill was spray-painted in London. Sitting in Kolkata, a city dotted with reminders of colonization, a city whose biggest tourist attraction is a marble cake of a building built to memorialize Queen Victoria, I wonder if the statue fever will reach here as well. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Many wonder how far can this go? Should we judge the leaders of the 17th and 18th centuries by the moral standards of today? Would any statue of a dead white man from that time remain standing then? Is this political correctness run amok? Angela Saini is the author of Superior, The Return of Race Science.
Political correctness is essentially paying mind to the feelings of other people. And in that sense, I have no problem with political correctness. If someone of African origin is offended by the statue of a slave owner in the city in which they live, then does it really serve for you to keep that statue there?
A slave trader might be a no-brainer. But what about Winston Churchill, the man who stood up to Adolf Hitler in the world's darkest hour?
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing ground. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender!
Yes, it's also true that Churchill was racist. Unapologetically racist. He reserved particular bile for Indians, whom he called beastly people with a beastly religion. And as historian Madhusree Mukherjee has documented in her book, Churchill's Secret War, while millions starved during the Bengal famine in India, he diverted food supplies to replenish European stockpiles and complained about Indians breeding like rabbits. Yet, he remains the greatest Briton of all time, according to a BBC poll of 2002. So, how do you solve a problem like Churchill? Personally, I think the point is not so much to spray paint Churchill as to teach his life, warts and all, and not airbrush the racism out. As soon as Donald Trump moved into the White House, he returned a bust of Churchill to the Oval Office. Barack Obama, whose Kenyan grandfather had been imprisoned for 2 years without trial and tortured under Churchill's watch, had quietly removed the bust. The real shocker is not that he's put on a pedestal in Britain or the Trump White House, but that he still finds a home in India, like a gastropub called Churchill's Resto Bar, which describes itself as very British, very cool, very you. Or a Cafe Churchill in Mumbai serving up grilled sandwiches, garlic bread, peached iced tea, and nostalgia. The fact is, colonialism and slavery mean almost every powerful man of that age is tainted. Like Robert Clive, the first Governor General of India, a historically important figure, and also the man who looted India, says historian William Dalrymple in his book Anarchy.
Yes, the company loots, asset strips, and plunders India because it is a corporation. It's unregulated. The government in England is 7,000 miles away, 7 months minimum sailing.
Angela Saini reminds us that even those who wanted to abolish slavery wanted to do so because it was cruel and inhuman, not because they thought African Americans were equal to whites.
And in fact, even when efforts were made to end slavery, people were asking themselves, these white leaders were asking themselves, well, what do we do with these freed black slaves? What do we do now? We can't live among them.
Hence, they created Liberia as a sort of homeland for freed slaves. And therein might lie a solution of sorts. In New Delhi in India, there's a park called Coronation Park, which has become a sort of dumping ground or retirement home for statues of former colonial overlords. Perhaps that could be a solution worldwide for statues of racists and bigots and slave traders that have long gone past their statute of limitations. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.